walks in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. You know, there's nothing like having a godly mom or a godly dad to make all the difference in the world to the sense of self-image that a person has. And you know what? If you haven't had, in some cases, a godly mom and a godly dad, how about being one? Or a godly grandperson, grandmother, grandfather, or a godly friend, a mentor to a child or to another person, whether they're children or adults. If you haven't had one, why not be one? See, there's God's answer. What we have is a society which says, I didn't have one, woe is me. And to trouble, and I have to tell you, you know, I used that excuse for years. You know, my dad did this and didn't do that, and woe is me. And I have really no excuse. I don't care what my dad did or didn't do. I have no excuse. My life is what I'm accountable for before the Lord. And when I fail, I can't point the finger of blame someplace else. If I'm not a person of integrity, it's not his fault. It's not the devil made me do it. I made my own choices. And I'm accountable for those always. Well, not only does integrity bless us and bless others around us, including our children, but finally, integrity brings reward. And I'd like you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8, and then we're going to look at a past testament. Proverbs chapter 28. Reward. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 18. Whoever walks blameless will be saved. Another translation has it, delivered. But he who is perverse ways fall. See, God has no obligation to deliver us to us specifically in our lives if we're not walking with integrity. We don't have any claims on him in our. But a person with and close by the Lord has expectations for his needs and for around him. Even when things happen that are bad things. Do you remember Job? God says to Satan, look at Job. This is a man of integrity. Nobody on the earth like Job. And yet he was allowed by God to be put under the not-so-kind hand of Satan for a while and to suffer a great deal in the course of his life. And still he maintained his integrity. The Bible, God defines integrity, by the way. He defines integrity in the book of Job. I won't have you turn there, but in the book of Job, God says to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? Here comes the definition. A blameless and upright man, here it comes, one who fears God and shuns evil. One who fears God and shuns evil. This is a person, he said, whose heart is complete and whole and entire. That's what integral means, integrity. His heart is complete, whole, and entire, and he's committed to me, and he hates evil. This man hates evil in all of its forms. Does that mean he can undergo evil, however? He underwent a lot of discomfort. He underwent a lot of what we would call natural and not natural evil in his life. And his wife said, stop pretending, Job, curse God and die. Get it over with. Blame God. And he says, though he slay me, I will still trust him. But you know, Job, for all of his integrity, I have to tell you, integrity is not enough. Integrity is not enough. Job didn't really understand who God was until he saw him. He lived for him, but he didn't really understand who he was until he had an encounter with him. And when Job had an encounter with him, the man who up to that time had defended his integrity to the teeth, with good reason, said, I am undone. And he fell on his face. Just as Isaiah of old, when he had his vision of God high and lifted up, said, woe is me, I am a man of unclean lips. Job, when he really caught a vision of who God is, saw that for all of his integrity, he wasn't perfect. And God is. And he was humbled when he finally caught that vision of God, and when he finally abased himself before God, not just lived uprightly as he had always done up to that point, but abased himself and humbled himself before God. God lifted him up. Job, yes, you're not perfect, but you love me. And Job, I love you. And he lifted him back up and he blessed him again. in his life. And I want you to understand that to be a person of integrity means you've been obedient. It means you've done what God has asked you to do. It doesn't mean that you'll always have things go your way or that you'll be, quote, happy, unquote. But it does mean you'll have peace. You'll have the knowledge and the comfort of knowing you've done what God has asked. And if you catch a vision of God, then you're going to know something else, and you'll know that He loves you. You'll know that He loves you. He will never let you go. He will never forsake you. He will honor you at the end. And that's what I want you to look at with me in closing, is Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Integrity does bring reward. Matthew chapter 25. Starting in verse 20, time of judgment is being talked about in the parable of the talents. 25:20 of Matthew. So he who received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, what? Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And he said the same thing to the man who had earned the 2 talents just a few verses later. I want you to look at 2 adjectives that comprise integrity. Well, God defined it in Job's case as one who fears God and shuns evil. But I want you to know what Jesus says here as an amplification of that. He said, good and faithful. Good and faithful. A good person is a person of integrity. A faithful person is a person of integrity. The good part refers to the character, the individual's heart motives, their relationship to Jesus Christ. Goodness is marked by your relationship to Jesus Christ. Faithfulness is what you do as a result of that relationship to Jesus Christ. It's the obedience, it's the doing what He asks you to do, it's the living of your life in accordance with His commandments. It's who you are and what you do as a result of who you are, good and faithful, that marks the person of integrity. And integrity counts. Isn't that interesting? Because in the end, that's the basis of our reward. That's the basis of our recognition by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords Himself when He says to us, and I hope there'll be many things. I know there'll be many things of which I will be ashamed in my life because I know my imperfection. But there'll be many things of which I hope He will be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Each of us has that hope and has that confidence, can have that confidence in the Lord. And the goal should be that we be more and more people of integrity, trustworthy, honest, upright, obedient, people of whom Jesus can be proud, of whom Jesus can be proud at the very end. Let's go to the Lord, shall we, in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we know we've disappointed You on many occasions. We have sinned and disappointed You on many occasions in our lives, and therefore we know there are things that will be like wood, hay, and stubble, all burned up at the end. It saddens us. It grieves us to realize the things that we have done that are not honoring to You in our lives. And yet, Father, we know that there are times when, like Eric Little in the sense of earlier in this 20th century, when he said that when he was doing what You asked him to do, he could feel Your pleasure. And there are times when we can sense that peace and Your pleasure that comes when we are acting and living obediently. And we pray that we will become persons of integrity who fear God and who shun evil, whose lives are marked by character, high moral and spiritual integrity, and whose lives are lived in accordance with that as we are found faithful in our obedience. Father, we pray that that matter of integrity will not be something that is to be ascribed to only the paragons, those special few super saints that we think of as being the paragons of virtue and of integrity, but that integrity might be the mark of every believer, every one of us, because that is what You died for, to enable us to live that way. For this we give You thanksgiving and give You praise for that enablement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.